From your lips to God's ears, coming up next, Republican Civil War. And the man in the crosshairs is Jeff Deal. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, there's no other way to put it. There is a civil war that has broken out within the Massachusetts Republican Party. And many of you are probably listening, not just in Mass, but across the country, saying, well, what does this have to do with me? It is a battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, not just in Massachusetts, but across the entire country. And what you're witnessing now here in Massachusetts is an attempt by the rhinos, by the establishment Republicans, to effectively control the Massachusetts Republican Party and to dominate it not just now, but going into the future. And what is most diabolical about this entire plot is the corruption, the pay to play, the viciousness. I have never, outside of President Trump, I have never, ever seen anyone be so vilified and demonized and attacked as the leader of the conservatives in Massachusetts, Jeff Deal, who ran against Elizabeth Warren for the U.S. Senate, who ran against Maura Healey for governor, and in many ways lost because the rhinos in this state deliberately sabotaged his candidacy by refusing to support him or back him in any way, shape, or form. And now, on Super Tuesday, we're not just going to be voting for President Trump. He's not just the only man on the ballot versus Nikki Haley. On Tuesday, March 5th, is the all-important election for the Massachusetts Republican Party State Committee. It is 80 members on that committee. And every district or town has a male member and a female member. So it's two candidates per district, different slates. The rhino slate is now attacking the conservatives, attacking Jeff Deal, attacking the former chair of the Republican Party, Jim Lyons. I have to tell you, with a level of nastiness, viciousness, outside of Trump, I have never seen. And the reason, money, power, and control. They want the current chair, who is a rhino shill, Amy Carnevale, who is very close with Chris Sununu up in New Hampshire. She's very close with former rhino governor Charlie Baker. She wants the party to be a rhino party. She claims to be for Trump, but don't get fooled. Follow the money. Watch what she's done with her life and her career. She is a lobbyist. I don't mean she was a lobbyist. She is a lobbyist. That's how this woman rolls. Follow the money. And she and her circle of allies want to use the Massachusetts Republican Party as their personal piggy bank to line their pockets and to be controlled opposition to the Democrats. And because now there is a huge push by Jeff Deal, Trump supporters, MAGA supporters, to turn the Massachusetts Republican Party into a true populist Trump party, a real Republican party that will challenge Maura Healey, challenge the Democrats, fight in races in every district in this state. Now, Jeff Deal has been turned into public enemy number one. And joining me now, apparently he's got a big announcement to make, is Jeff the Real Deal, former candidate for governor, former candidate for senator. He's now a candidate for the state committee for the Republican Party. Jeff, you've taken a tremendous beating over the last couple of weeks. The insults, the cheap shots, the vilification campaign. I gotta ask, how are you doing? How are you holding up?
I'm fine. Thanks so much. And thanks for Kuna Country always having my back. I know that despite the beating, especially by another host on the same radio station that is enjoying the pay-to-play aspect of it all, we're still doing fine. We think we're going to have a great day on Tuesday. But I'll tell you what, it's important for people to get out there, vote for those state committee members that are going to support President Trump, that are going to make sure that we have Republican candidates that aren't sellouts like Bill Weld, Mitt Romney, Charlie Baker, and that's been the history of the Mass GOP for a long time. That's why my wife and I are both on the state committee. We're running for re-election, and my big announcement, I know a lot of people thought my your show, he got the Boston Broadside newspaper. He has called me and said he's willing to host a live debate with me and Howie Carr over the slates that Howie Carr is promoting that include a ton of rhinos like Judy Crocker on the Cape, and I'll get into that more. Paul Frost, the sitting state rep who tried to talk me out of doing the gas tax ballot question in 13. Tom Mountain, who was a former vice chair of the party who had to step down in disgrace from that position. And he's going against, Howie Carr's going against Maureen Maloney, a Trump angel mom who lost her son to an illegal immigrant who killed her son while drunk driving. You know, it should never have been in this country to begin with. That's who Howie Carr is supporting. So I want to debate him on all of his slate members versus the people I'm supporting, the true people who care about Massachusetts that are running, people like Maureen Maloney, for example, and people like Darrelyn Haywood, a former state police officer who's down on the Cape running for state committee because she believes in the state, this country, and trying to do the right thing and make sure President Trump's reelected. So that's my announcement. I am calling for a debate with Howie Carr, with the Boston Broadside as the sponsor, a live debate. And I was hoping, Jeff, that you might be willing to be the moderator for that debate. That's what I'm asking you for.
Wow. Jeff. Jeff, I got to be honest. I thought you were going to come on. I thought you were coming on to announce that you were going to run for the Mass GOP state chair.
That's what the rumor is, but that's not it. We've got to stop having radio hosts out there who are taking money from the state party. And I've got proof he's taking money from the state party and promoting candidates that are going to try to undermine people like President Trump.
Hold on. So you're saying, I just want to clarify this. So you want to have a debate with Howie Carr. You're saying what Lonnie Brennan from the Boston Broadside is going to what sponsor this is going to be what a public debate, a public forum.
He'll provide the forum. He'll be the moderator if need be. But Jeff, there's nobody like you in Boston to actually make sure that people are held accountable. You are the bulldozer. You've got to make sure that people are aware of what's going on. March 5th is right around the corner. It's 1 week from today. We've got to get a debate. You've got to be the moderator. That's why I'm asking.
I'm willing. You know me, Jeff, if Howie's willing to do it, frankly, I think he's in Florida. I mean, I don't want to speak for Howie. I really don't. But I think he resides in Florida now for most of the year. So I don't know if he could actually even make it physically.
That's a good point. I don't know why he even weighs in on Massachusetts now that he's financially out of Massachusetts. But look, the fact of the matter is he's got to be held accountable. So if I don't know if you'd be willing to do this on your radio show as a, you know, maybe have him call in and you'd moderate a debate. I'll do whatever it takes. He's got to be held accountable for the people he's trying to put up against good people who've been trying to make the Mass GOP work for a long time. Jim Lyons was the chair of the party for a long time, 4 years. They tried to sabotage him from day one. One of the people, one of these rhinos that Amy Carnevale supports is the treasurer. He's not running again. His name's Pat Crowley. He literally shut down the bank account to try to stop the GOP convention, the Mass GOP convention in 22, to try to make Jim a failure. Jim was able to get control of the bank account again because it was illegal. I mean, this is the depths they will go to. There is no depth. They will go as far as they can to try to stop good Republicans from running and winning.
Well, Jeff, my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the attacks that they're launching, there are many, but one of the attacks that they are launching is that Jim Lyons is secretly orchestrating this campaign against Amy Carnevale, the current chair. And as you know, she's a rhino through and through. She's completely in bed with the Chamber of Commerce. She's completely in bed with the Baker forces of the Republican Party. That Jim Lyons wants to come back. But my understanding is he's retired. He doesn't want to come back at all, correct?
Jim's not running for chair again. I'm not running for chair. They try to put these things out there to scare people into thinking that we're going to try to drive the party into the ground. The opposite. We want to make sure good people are running, winning, and somebody else takes over. We've got to hand the baton on to the next generation, and there's a lot of great people that are running for state committee that we're supporting. Our slate is called the Massachusetts Freedom Slate. You go to mafreedomslate.com, and you'll see in your town, you can plug in your town, you can see who we're supporting, who actually has a track record of holding signs, donating to candidates. The people that we're trying to knock out are people like the Crockers, you know, especially Judy Crocker. She went on the air on a radio show on the Cape. I won't name the show because it's another morning show, but he's a good conservative host. And she admitted to him that there's a rule of not running Republicans against sitting Democrats. And she went on to say that the Democrats have the same rule. It's not a one-rule situation, she said. It's like if there's an incumbent rep, you know, a Republican who has an opponent, they'll stay out too. That's literally what she said. There's an unwritten rule to not run Republicans against sitting Democrats. That is who Amy Carnevale supports in and Howie Carr supports to be on state committee, someone who wants to keep Republicans from running against sitting Democrats that are allowing things like this rampant illegal immigration, allowing, you know, the abuse of our tax funds. This is the Republican Party that Amy Carnevale envisions, basically a lay-down party that tries to nominate people like Chris Doty. Chris Doty, who ran against me, who voted for Hillary Clinton, you know, back in 2016 when we were all for Donald Trump. That's the kind of party Amy Carnevale wants. We've got to change that leadership. So, no, Jim Lyons isn't running for it. I'm not running for it. But we are going to make sure that there's somebody good in place that's not going to continue to take us down this road of total destruction of the Republican Party.
Jeff, this is mind-blowing. So you're telling me that these rhinos, or whatever they are, establishment Republicans, whatever they are, these pro-Carnevale forces, are supporting Judy Crocker on Cape Cod? That Judy Crocker, I know her well, who said there's an unwritten rule. Republicans do not support other Republicans who challenge Democrats. And they're saying that's the future of the Republican Party, is to literally be controlled opposition? Like, Jeff, are you serious?
100%. Look up Darlene Haywood, the candidate running against her. She has documented it. She's gone out there. She's gone and confronted her about it. It's on video. You can actually watch videos that Darlene's put on her website. That is the kind of person that's running for office for re-election. We've got to stop it. A sitting state representative, Paul Frost, out in western Massachusetts, like I said earlier, actually sent me an email that said, our candidates need more than touting ballot questions, when I asked for his help to try to get signatures for the gas tax ballot question that won in 2014, where we saved billions of dollars for the people who are trying to drive around the state for businesses. Paul Frost, he's another one that they want to get reelected to the state committee so that we can just basically lay down and let the Democrats pass bills that we won't even challenge at ballot questions. It's ridiculous. That's literally the Republican leadership that we've had under Charlie Baker and previous administrations. And
yeah, but Jeff is but Amy Carnevale, and I know Howie's been a big supporter of Amy Carnevale, but they're not endorsing Paul Frost, are they?
Yeah, Paul Frost is part of his slate.
Are you serious?
And just let me tell you real quick, you know, I know you've got to probably hit a break soon at the top of the hour, but look, I just got to tell you. There's evidence to FEC, the $1 donation to the Mass GOP federal account, okay? That was to try to make Amy Carnevale look like she could actually raise money, because she has been having a ton of trouble trying to raise money after denigrating Jim Lyons for years. Of course nobody wanted to give to the Mass GOP. So she went around to all the people that she knows and said, I need money now just to make it look good. And now, if you look at OCPF, the Campaign of Finance, the Office of Campaign and Political Finance, they have records starting in November of 23, December of 23, January of 24, this year, 3 months in a row, and I'm sure it's going to continue, $500 a month is being paid to the Howie Carr Show from the Mass GOP. It sounds like it's a loan that's being repaid so that they could have made her look like she's actually an effective Mass GOP chair. So, of course, Howie Carr wants Amy Carnevale to stay in there because it's part of the pay-to-play that he's been doing for a long time.
Wow. Okay, let me ask you, Jeff. Chris Doty. I know that Doty, a very wealthy rhino, no question about it.
He spent millions against me. Didn't win the primary.
That's right. He had million. He spent millions of dollars against you. You were outmatched, outfunded. He outspent you 5-1, 10-1. You still beat him. However, these same rhinos backed Doty over you, even though for many years they were your friends. Even though for many years, you know, they had you on their shows. They called you friends. President Trump personally endorsed you. And then yet when Doty came along and started to hand out checks, big checks, suddenly they turned on a dime. And suddenly they were basically bought and paid for. And they went after you. And then when you beat him fair and square, instead of rallying to you, saying, okay, the primary is now over, let's focus on Maura Healey, let's try to get the conservative, the Republican, to win. Did any of these rhinos support you, vote for you, back you, give you a dollar, a penny in funding? Or were they trying to sabotage your candidacy so that you couldn't beat Healey?
Well, you know, look, it goes back to when the day Donald Trump endorsed me. I was going to go on your show and announce it. But I was told by Howie Carr, if I went on your show instead of his show that evening, that I would never be on his show again. So, look, I had been on Howie Carr's show for a long time. You know, of course, you know, we both had supported President Trump. Now I question his loyalty to Trump completely, you know, for a lot of reasons. But, look, let me just put it this way. When he basically forced me to go on his show, I knew something was wrong. There was something strange about it. And at that point, I know even President Trump went on his show and said, well, who are you supporting? And how he said he was a deal guy, okay? But then all of a sudden, Chris Doty pops up out of nowhere. He's got millions of dollars to spend. And the next thing you know, Howie Carr has me on for a debate. And the next thing you know, Howie says, Doty won the debate with some ridiculous comment about Massachusetts Republicans shouldn't be Alabama Republicans. It was some baloney type of thing. First of all, you don't denigrate other Republicans, but whatever. So he says that I lost the debate on his show, right? And then he refused to do, Doty refused to do the debate on your show. So then, of course, Howie says, well, come back on my show. That's why, again, we got to have Howie come on and do an actual debate with me, because, you know, he is so afraid to actually answer for the baloney that he's been putting out there for all this time. And yeah, after I won the primary, these people should have all united to come for me. They didn't. They worked against me because they had to be proven right. They had to make sure that I lost to Healey so that they could say, yeah, we can't have a guy like this again. Yeah, you're right. You don't want a guy who's actually going to stand up on principles. You want a guy that's going to continue to pay through the nose to get endorsements on a radio station where, quite honestly, the listener base is already leaning conservative. Why would a good conservative waste money on a show like that when they need to try to win other people in other parts of the state that don't necessarily listen to that show? Right? It's just pure, that's campaign 101. If you've already got those voters, let's try to get new voters, right? But that's what they want. They want this to be a big payday time and time and time again.
Wow. Okay, Jeff Deal. That wasn't the announcement I was expecting, I'll tell you this. Okay, Jeff, very quickly, because I got to wrap it up. I know that your slate of candidates are conservatives. They're pro-Trump. They're pro-MAGA. Where can people go in, let's say they live in, I don't know, Waltham or Norwood or Pittsfield or wherever, where can they go to choose the candidates, the conservative candidates, up against these rhino candidates? Where can they go to get information on who to vote for on March 5th for the Massachusetts Republican Party?
We've made it as easy as possible. So there's a website that's called Mass Freedom Slate. It's MAFreedomSlate.com. MAFREEDOM. Slate.com. Okay. And what you do on that site, it explains the role of a state committee person so that there's no confusion about what their role is. They are supposed to help elect Republicans. They are supposed to go out there. And by the way, if you having a, you have a sitting state rep that's currently your state committee man, they're not allowed to collect money or hold fundraisers for candidates. So they can't even do the job they're supposed to do. Go to massfreedomslate.com. It's MAFreedomSlate.com. MA. And then when you go there, you can plug in your town. We made it so easy. Your town, you plug that in, you will have the name of these committee man and committee woman candidate that we are supporting for this race. It is so critical because they're the ones who choose the chair of the party. And they're, and by the way, the chair of the party also is somebody who votes down in D.C. for the chair of the national party. So when Ronna McDaniel is now out, you need to make sure that you've got a chairperson of the party that actually wants to help support Donald Trump down in, at the RNC. So who you choose as the mass GOP chair actually has a ripple effect down in Washington, D.C. That's how important this is.
MAFreedomSlate.com, MAFreedomSlate.com, S-L-A-T-E. You go there, you click on the town, you press go, and it will tell you which two candidates, it's a male and a female, you should vote for on the March 5th Super Tuesday election for the Massachusetts State Republican Party. Huge stakes, the future of the party. Is it going to be in the hands of the rhinos and their pay-to-play machine, or is it going to be in the hands of people like you, Trump supporters and conservatives? Jeff, you certainly made news. I'll tell you this. Jeff, the real deal. Jeff, I want to wish you the best of luck in your campaign on the state committee, and we'll definitely talk soon. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Jeff. And hey, when that debate happens and you're the moderator, thank you so much for agreeing to help out, and I hope it does happen.
Well, we'll see. I don't think Howie will agree to it, but that's his business. Okay, Jeff, thank you very much for that call. I appreciate it. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, you've heard it from Jeff Deal. You heard it straight from his mouth. He says he wants a debate. He says he's tired of being viciously attacked by Amy Carnevale and her media allies. They've called him every name in the book. They've insulted him, his wife, his family. They've gone after his former campaign manager. I mean, there's nothing. They've left no stone unturned as they vilify this man. And one of the things they've been attacking him for is that after he lost to Maura Healey, and the rhinos also disowned him. There was a, it wasn't just the Democrats, it was the rhinos, that he wasn't able to get a job. Jeff was not able to find work. He was blackballed in this state. And so the poor man, to feed his family and to pay the bills, became an Uber driver. And so the poor guy had to drive an Uber for several months and to pay his bills. Well, now they nickname him DoorDash to mock him. Jeff DoorDash Deal. Why would you do that? I mean, the man can't get a job because he's a conservative who fought the good fight against these vicious Democrats. And instead, they attack him. They vilify him. They demonize him. They ridicule him. For what? Because the man has been utterly blackballed and they tried to bankrupt him for the temerity, for the guts of standing up against Maura Healey? I'm sorry, my friends, but this is beyond dirty and this is beyond inexcusable. So I'm urging all of you, it's time to stand up for conservatives. Take back the Massachusetts Republican Party. Go to MAFreedomSlate.com, MAFreedomSlate.com. Your reaction next. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, so, I mean, what do you make of the, those are some pretty explosive accusations there from Jeff Deal, obviously. But more than that, I mean, would you like to see a debate? I'm just curious. Would you like me to moderate the debate? I mean, I don't think anybody wants me to moderate the debate, but if they want me to moderate the debate, I'm happy to moderate the debate. Let me get to the larger issue. Do you feel that there is a civil war in the Republican Party? And which side are you on? Are you on the conservative side? Or are you on the rhino side? Let's take Amy Carnevale for a second. She is the current chair of the Massachusetts Republican Party. She has closely aligned herself with Chris Sununu. She is clearly a former acolyte and supporter of Charlie Baker. How they're trying to reinvent her now as somehow this Trump conservative is completely beyond me. It's absolutely beyond me. This is a woman who took a picture with him, apparently, and that's the proof that she's somehow a conservative. Well, Nikki Haley's taking pictures with Trump. So what? Chris Christie has taken pictures with Trump. So what? Taking a picture doesn't make you an actual Trump supporter. No, with her, follow the money. And you look at the people that she supports, you look at the people who support her, It's all the same donor class, Chamber of Commerce, Rhino Republicans. That's the problem with Amy Carnevale. And then you look at the Boston Broadside. They did an unbelievable story. The attack on Jim Lyons when he was the chair of the Mass Republican Party was, oh, he wasn't raising money. The party was in debt, even though that debt had been accumulated by Charlie Baker. And he essentially bankrupted the Mass GOP, and they left him holding the bag. So Jim was left holding the bag, the poor guy. But you look at Amy Carnevale, who, as I said, she is a lobbyist. I don't mean was an ex-lobbyist. She is a lobbyist. And this is her job. Her job is to lobby for her firm. And you're the chair of the Mass Republican Party at the same time. You want to talk about an obvious, blatant conflict of interest. How the hell is this woman still the chair of the Republican Party? She didn't quit being a lobbyist. She remains a lobbyist. Pay to play, baby. Now, as for her running the party in somehow a superior manner,